各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
To live a love, brothers and sisters, may peace with you all.
下午我们一起来查考的题目是最香的香膏。
Topic for afternoon mutual encouragement is the best fragrance.
神造我们人有五个不同的观感。
And God has created man with five senses.
我们有视觉可以看。
We have sight for us to see.
我们有味觉可以吃。
We have our taste to for we have our taste buds for us to taste and eat.
听觉可以听声音。
We have our hearing for us to hear.
我们有触觉可以感受到各种的触摸。
And we have our touch so that we can feel different things.
还有就是神造我们的鼻子，让我们可以闻东西。
And God has also created our nose so that it may, so that our nose can smell things.
这个味觉也很特别，所以说造这个鼻子刚好在嘴巴上面。
And with our taste, it's very close to our smell senses.
刚刚我们吃炸豆腐，吃饭之前就先闻到炸豆腐的味道才吃下去。
And when we had our love meal just this at lunch, the tofu, fried tofu, could smell the tofu before we even eat it and put it in our mouth.
每一个人有不同的指纹。
And all of us, we have different fingerprints.
但是其实每一个人也有不同的味道。
But it's actually all of us have very distinctive smells.
通常自己都闻不到自己的味道。
Usually we can't smell and cannot realize our own smell.
不同的种族，他们的家里也有不同的味道。
Different race people have different kind of smell in their house.
广东人啊，进去他家里就闻到煲汤的味道。
And for a Cantonese person, when you go into their house, you can smell they are making soup.
印度人一进去里面就闻到咖喱的味道。
And you go into an East Indian's house, you can smell curry.
但是有人问，什么味道全世界最香呢？
But you may ask, what is the best smelling thing that you can smell in the whole entire world?
有人说可能是香料或者是香膏的这个味道。
Maybe people would say it's perfume or fragrance.
今天卖的香水啊，都很贵了。
Nowadays, perfume is marketed at a very high price.
男人是比较少用到这个东西。
Men probably don't use this as often.
有一次，一个姐妹啊，从非洲奈及利亚去英国。
And at that, there was a sister from Nigeria. She went to England.
买了一瓶小香水。
And she bought a very small bottle of perfume.
好几百英镑。
And it was hundreds of dollars of pounds.
因为那个香水很出名。
Because that bottle of perfume was very famous.
但是什么香水是最香的呢？
But what is the perfume, the fragrance that is the most and nicest smelling?
哪一个牌子的香水最香呢？
What is the brand that smells the best?
可能不同姐妹有不同的看法。
I believe different sisters have different kinds of opinions about
this. 但是在圣经里面看来，哪一种香水最香？
But from the Bible's perspective, what is the nicest smelling fragrance?
我们请看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音第十四章。
Mark chapter 14.
第三到九节。
Verse 3-9.
马可福音第十四章三到九节。
Mark chapter 14, verse 3-9. Verse 3. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came in an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. 4. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, why this waste of perfume? It could be have sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor. And they rebuke her harshly. Verse 6. Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. 7. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want, but you will not always have me. 8. But did what she could. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Verse 9, I tell you the truth, whenever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
原来全世界最香的香膏都在这里。
And as we can see, the nicest smelling fragrance in the whole entire world is present here.
这个不是 Kevin Kine 的香膏，也不是 Hugo Boss 的，这个是玛利亚香的香膏。
And this is not the brand Calvin Klein or Hugo Boss, but it's actually perfume, this fragrance given by Mary.
这个香膏已经香了2000年了。
And this kind of perfume has been smelling nice for almost more than 2000 years.
今天还继续的在香。
And this fragrance continues to bear its beautiful smell.
因为主耶稣告诉门徒，无论去哪里传福音，都要讲这件事情。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ says, no matter where he goes, he will preach throughout the world in memory of her.
好，很多事情啊，我们做过了，可能隔天、下个礼拜都没人记得，也没有什么很大的意义。
And there might be many things and the things that we do. Maybe you have done this week, but next week, no one will remember.
但是有一些事情我们做了，为神做的话，会有很长远的影响，在神看来非常宝贵。
But there are some things that you do for the Lord, in fact, that in the eyes of God, it will have a very long-term effect.
所以我们今天下午来看看玛利亚献这个香膏，为什么是主耶稣特别喜欢，全天下最像最宝贵的。
And this afternoon, we'll talk about why Mary, this bottle of fragrance that she has given to Lord Jesus Christ, is the nicest smelling fragrance in the whole entire world.
我们来讲六点。
There's going to be six points.
第一点。
The first point.
这个香膏之所以宝贵，因为它是真的。
This bottle of perfume is very precious, is because it is pure.
好，我们请看第三节啊。
Let's look at verse 3.
这里说，有耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来。
Because in verse 3, as we can see, when Jesus was in Bethany, reclining at a table in a home known as a man named Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume.
啊，其实读这个中文圣经啊，从小读都以为说啊，这个香膏叫真拿达香膏，真拿达香膏。
And actually, when we're reading the Chinese Bible, we will often just call this perfume alabaster jar, very expensive perfume.
那其实啊，这个香膏并不是叫真拿达，而是叫拿达香膏。但是呢，这个是真的拿达香膏的意思了。
And because this alabaster perfume, this is its name, but actually it's made out of pure nard.
为什么要分真假？
Why is there real and fake, pure and impure?
因为它太贵重了。
Because this kind of perfume is too precious and valuable.
只要贵重的东西就有冒牌的货品了。
As long as there are valuable things, then there are fakes and knockoffs.
你看今天我们的社会市面上买到的东西，哪一样没有假冒的？
And like we can look in our society, what kind of things that you buy today, there are no the same things that are knockoffs.
鲍鱼有没有假的？
有。Is there a fake abalone? Yes.
燕窝有没有假的？
Is there a fake sparrow's
saliva? 也有。
Yes.
后来现在说发菜也不好吃，因为发菜有一些不良的商人混一些真头发进去变假滑菜就会吃到肚子里面就 会有毒。
And it's just like some seaweed of today. People put real hair instead of the hair look like vegetable.
所以现在什么东西都有假的。
And therefore, nowadays, everything, there are knockoffs.
但是玛利亚献这个香膏就是献真的。
But actually, this bottle of perfume that Mary has given to Jesus, it's pure.
她不会说她没有，而弄一些假的东西来献给主。
It's not because that she wouldn't have anything to offer to God, so she offers something that is impure and fake.
如果没有就不献，要献就是献真的。
And if you don't have any and you don't have sufficient to offer to him, then don't offer anything that is a knockoff.
这一点很重要。
This is something that is very important.
不然就不要信主，如果要信主就信真的。
Then might as well just don't believe in God. If you do want to believe in God, believe in the real one.
既然洗了礼，就是要做一个真的信徒。
And since you have been baptized, then be a true Christian.
不然不要讲话，要讲话就要讲真的。
Then you should not even talk if you're not going to speak of the truth.
不要说我讲讲就算了。
Don't say I'll just casually say this.
所以什么叫真的？
Whatever you say must be true.
真的就是口是心里面也是说是这样的，口跟心是一样的。
What you speak of the truth is your heart agrees to what your mouth is saying.
什么叫真的？真的就是没有假冒，不是装出来的。
What is the truth? What is the real thing? That is, there's no pretending. There's nothing that is untrue.
不是有其他目的的。
And that does not have any other intentions.
不像犹大。
Not like Judah.
犹大讲的话很好听。
The words spoken by Judah sounds very nice.
他看到玛利亚献香膏，他说：“哇，那么多浪费啊！”
And it's just like when he saw Mary giving this perfume to Jesus, he said, "Oh, what a waste it is."
这个钱如果用来换成救济穷人，不是更好吗？
And if you have sold this perfume, then you could help the poor.
他讲这个话很好听。
And indeed, what he said sounds very nice.
但是对主耶稣来说，犹大所讲的话一点都不香，一点都不好。
But towards Jesus Christ, this word that Judah has said was not like the nice smelling perfume. It was not good.
因为主耶稣知道犹大的心里面其实是想这个钱，如果卖了放在口袋里面，他就偷走了。
Because Jesus Christ knows that what Judah is thinking in his mind is the money that he could get after he sold the perfume and he could take it away himself.
我们看约翰福音第十一章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 11.
啊，对不起，我们看约翰福音第一章啊。
Sorry, turn to John, chapter 1.
啊，约翰福音第一章。
John, chapter 1.
第一章第四十六节。
John, chapter 1, verse 46.
约翰福音一章四十六、四十七节。
John chapter 1 verse 46 and 47. Nazareth, can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. Come and see, said Philip. 47. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, Here is a true Israelite, in whom there is nothing false.
Nathanael 刚刚开始不认识主耶稣。
In the beginning, Nathanael did not know God, did not know Jesus.
所以他说，拿撒勒还可以出什么好东西呢？
And therefore, Nathanael said, Nazareth, can anything good come from there?
因为拿撒勒是个很小的地方，不出名的地方，怎么可以出那么很出名的伟人呢？
Because Nazareth was a very small place, how could anyone of good and greatness come from that place?
他讲这个话虽然不好听。
And even though that words that Nathanael has said do not sound great,
但是他不是为了讨好主所讲的。
But he did not say this to find favor in the eyes of Jesus.
他因为不明白而讲这个话的。
It is because he did not understand that what he was saying. That's why he said this.
所以说不单怎么没有骂他。
Not only did the Lord Jesus Christ did not rebuke him.
就说这个是真以色列人。
But actually, Jesus Christ complimented him, said he was a true Israelite.
心里面没有诡诈。
Because within his heart, there was nothing of evilness.
今天我们也要学习。
Today, this is what we should learn.
玛利亚现真的拿打香膏。
And Mary had offered a true bottle of nard perfume.
我们做人也要真。
For us to be human, we need to be true.
做一个真以色列人。
We have to be a true Israelite.
如果先生跟太太说我爱你。
If the husband said to the wife, I love you.
这也要真的。
This has to be true as well.
不可讲讲了就不一样了。
You can't just casually say it.
太太说爱先生也是说要真的。
And same thing goes for the wife.
我们跟主耶稣说主啊我们爱你我们也是要真的。
When we say, I love you, Lord, this has to be true.
所以这个是非常重要。
Therefore, this is very important.
今天有人问为什么这个教会叫真耶稣教会。
And today, people may ask, why is our church called True Jesus Church?
难道你真我不真吗？我们是假吗？
Are you saying that because your church is true and ours is not?
我们要向他们解释为什么叫真耶稣教会。
Then we have to explain to them why this church is called the True Jesus Church.
因为神是真的。
Because our God is true.
我们看耶利米书十章十节。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 10.
耶利米书十章十节。
Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 10.
十章十节。
Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 10. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, the eternal King. When he is angry, the earth trembles. The nations cannot endure his wrath.
唯有神，耶和华是真神。
And here it says, but the Lord is true God.
所以真是形容神是真的。
And therefore true is to describe God.
耶稣就是神道成为肉身来到世上。
And Jesus Christ is God came in a human flesh.
就是神本身。
This is God himself.
所以他说真耶稣然后教会就是我们这个人。
That's why it's called true Jesus and church is us.
这个也是真的教会。
Because this is the true church.
那么我们真教会我们信徒也要当真信徒。
And today in the true church, the believers need to be true believers as well.
第二点。
The second point.
为什么这个香膏那么宝贵呢？
Why is it this bottle of perfume so valuable and precious?
因为它是极其贵重的。
Because it is very valuable.
我们请看约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章第三节。
John chapter 12 verse 3.
十二章第三节。
John chapter 12 verse 3. Verse 3. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
第三节。在第五节。
Verse 5. Why wasn't this perfume sold and money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages.
这里说这个香膏是极其贵重的。
Here it can tell us that this perfume is very expensive.
每一样东西都有两个价值。
Everything has two different values.
第一个价值就是可以用金钱衡量的价值 ，monetary value.
And for the first kind of value that we can look at is the
monetary value, 就是金钱
可以。It's the monetary value, the how much it is worth.
或者是 face value, 或者是 market value.
And it doesn't matter either it's the value that is in the market at that time.
比如说，这个麦克风坏掉了。
For example, if this mic is broken.
这个麦克风值多少钱？
How much is this mic worth?
我们可能问，如果这个坏掉了，我要再买一支，这个要多少钱？就评定这个的价值了。
And therefore, we would value this thing as something new that we need to buy to replace this new mic.
那一瓶香膏有多贵？
How expensive is that bottle of perfume?
这里说啊，其实原文是三十个 denarii， 中文是翻30两银子，就是当时一年的薪水。
In the English, it tells us 30 denarii, which is a year's wage.
今天我们一年赚多少钱？
How much money do we make a year?
当然每个人都不一样。
Of course, it's different for all of us.
但是一年的收入是很大的数目。
But the amount of a year's salary of wage is a great number.
在加拿大至少的有工资最低的工资保障，起码一年也有差不多30000。
And with the minimum wage, about a year's wage for you is about $30,000.
如果我们有其他的教育或者是专业的话，做生意的话，一年收入就不止这个数目了。
And if you have different types of education and professions, of course, your annual salary is way above that.
玛利亚不是个有钱的富有的女孩子。
Mary was not a woman that was very well off.
但是她竟然可以一次为了主耶稣奉献一年的工资。价值的东西给主耶稣。
But actually, she was willing and able to offer something that is worth of a year's wage.
不是说主耶稣要看他的物质的价值。
This is not to say that our Lord Jesus Christ wants to value this as how much what she has given her.
而是从这个东西可以看到他的心呢。
But from this, he can see her heart.
所以我们讲第二种价值就是 intrinsic value， 就是内在的一个价值。
And the second kind of value we're going to talk about is the intrinsic value. It's what's the value from within.
啊，这个都不是用多少钱可以衡量到的。
And this is not something that you can measure with how much it's worth with money.
为什么？
Why is it so?
这个香膏有什么目的？
What is the purpose of this perfume?
以前的巴勒斯坦的女人为什么要存一年的工资来买香膏？
Why is it the Palestine woman at that time they would save the year's wage to buy this perfume?
因为是留给她自己结婚那一天用的。
Because that is to save up for the day of her marriage. The day of her marriage, she's going to use it.
有点像那个嫁妆的那个意义在里面。
It's almost like something that you get before you get married.
啊，但是玛利亚拿出来了。
But here, Mary takes out this perfume.
这个代表她看主耶稣比她自己最重要的事情还重。
This represents that she looks upon Jesus Christ, his value, as much and more than anything that she values.
她把主耶稣放第一位。
She has put Jesus Christ first in her life.
先没有想到自己。
She did not think about herself.
这个就是这个香膏贵重的地方。
And this is the where this bottle of perfume finds its value.
不是这个钱贵重而已，而是那个心更贵重。
It's not because how much money it's worth, but actually it's the heart.
去英国的时候啊，听到当地的信徒的见证。
When I went to England, I heard about the testimony of the local members.
十几二十年前呢，他们刚开始在盖会堂。
About 10 or 20 years ago, they were building the chapel.
他们很多人都是刚刚去移民到英国，事业还没有起步。
And at that time, many people just immigrated there, and their business was not hasn't gotten started yet.
很多都是帮别人打工。
And many people worked for other people.
但是要盖会堂了，没有钱怎么办？
But now then that they need to build a chapel, there's no money. What could they do?
他们很多姐妹啊，都去保险箱。
And many sisters went to their safe.
因为知道啊，华人啊，再怎么样穷啊，结婚父母都会再怎么还要找一些金子来给当女儿的。
And I'm sure because for Asian families, no matter how unwealthy they are, when their daughters get married, they'll give them gold jewelry.
现在是教会要需要钱。
And now because the church needed money.
教会要建会堂。
The church needed to build the chapel.
我没有现金。
I don't have cash.
但是我有父母送给我的这个金子。
But I have what my parents have given me, all these gold and jewelry.
所以听他们说，他们这是从银行啊、保险箱拿金子出来，就掉奉献箱里面。
And therefore, they went to the bank, opened their safe, and took their jewelry and put it in the offering box.
虽然很有纪念价值的东西，但是他说主耶稣比较重要。
And even though all these things are of great value in memory to them, but they said Jesus Christ is more important than that.
他把神放第一位。
They have put Jesus Christ first in their lives.
就感谢神，十几二十年后，教会通通已经盖起来了。
And thank the grace of the Lord, 10 and 20 years later, all the churches have been established.
主耶稣也大大祝福他们物质跟属灵的生活。
And now God has blessed them materially in their life.
啊，没有一个是物质上缺乏的。
None of them lack anything materially in their daily lives.
所以这个香膏很宝贵。
And therefore, this bottle of perfume is very valuable.
我们有没有这个心献给主耶稣呢？
Do we have this heart to offer up to God?
啊，第三点呢？
The third point.
为什么这个这个香膏很宝贵呢？
Why is it this bottle of perfume is so valuable?
我们看回来那个马可福音第十四章。
Let's turn back to Mark chapter 14.
马可福音第十四章。
Mark chapter 14.
啊，第三节这里告诉我们呢，他是打破玉瓶，把香膏浇在主耶稣的头上。
And because in verse 3, there it tells us she broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head.
啊，这是打破。玉瓶打破那个 seal， 把它我打开。
And here she broke the jar. She had opened up the perfume seal.
啊，这里说把它浇在主的头上。
And here it describes the perfume is poured onto Jesus' head.
刚刚我们也读过了，约翰福音那边说，他也浇在主耶稣的脚上。
And in the Gospel of John, there we read that she also poured this perfume on Jesus' feet.
啊，其实啊，刚刚我们读约翰福音那边说，一斤这个真拿达香膏啊，其实只有大概 0.5 liter， 很少。
And as in John, we read a pint of this bottle of nard perfume is about half a liter. It's not a lot.
但是要把主耶稣从头浇到脚，这个大概要全部拿出来了。
But actually, if you want to pour all of it from the head to the feet, I think you have to pour all of that one pint.
所以这是第三点，玛利亚这个是全部的奉献。
And that's the third point. Mary had offered up everything.
她在主耶稣最需要的时候。
At the time when Jesus Christ needed this the most,
他把他的香膏献出来。
She had offered up her jar of perfume to Jesus.
我常常想，主耶稣在世上工作的时候一定很孤单。
And I often think about this, that when Jesus Christ was working this world, he must have been very lonely.
因为主耶稣常常关心别人。
Because he often thought and cared for others.
但是真正关心主耶稣的人很少。
But actually those who really care for him, the number is less, is small.
十二个门徒里面有一个还要筹划要怎么来卖主。
And within the 12 disciples, there is one that had even planned to help to put Jesus in death.
其他十一个也没有很好。
All the other 11, we could not say that they were great.
因为他们吵吵闹闹，争着想要做大。
Because they were really loud and noisy and the quarrel over to see who wants to be the greatest.
一点人都没有体会主耶稣的心情。
There was no one there that could understand the heart of God.
但是玛利亚知道。
But only Mary knew.
玛利亚知道主耶稣的需要。
Mary knew what was Jesus needing.
在这个时候，把她全部的香膏拿出来。
And at that time, she took all the jar, all the perfume that she had.
她没有说哇，这个很贵啊，主耶稣拿给你一点就好啊，擦擦脸就好了，不要放那个地方。
She didn't just take out the jar of nard perfume and say, "Jesus Christ is very expensive. I'll just put a dab a little bit on your face."
要给就全部。
Because she wanted to give, she gave it all.
啊，我们请看《生命记》。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
第五节。
Verse 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
啊，圣经的话都很实在的。
All of the things in the Bible are indeed very useful.
啊，先从物质可以到属灵。
And from material things until spirituality.
这里可有两个层面给我们的解释啊。
Here it describes to us two different levels.
第一说，我们从属灵层面来看。
We can look at this first level as a spiritual level.
神说，如果你爱我，要尽你的爱。
God said, if you love me with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength.
什么叫尽你的爱呢？
What is it to love your God with all your strength?
我们每一个人遇到的环境都不一样。
Indeed, it's different for us and because we are in different circumstances.
但是我们要尽力的去做。
But we should do whatever we can.
信神就要我们信真的，非常认真的去信。
If we do want to believe in God, then we have to believe in the true one, and we have to devote ourselves to this belief.
就算教会给我们一个小小的工作。
And even if the church gave you a little task to do,
我们也是尽力的把它做得很好。
We should do this task with all your strength.
这个就是尽力了，尽心来拜神了。
And this is the way how you would love your God with all your strength.
如果我们有这种尽力的拜神，我们生活上 我们也会尽力的去做每一件事情。
And if we have the strength to love our God fully, then within our daily life we have strength to do many other things.
所以我们今天也需要这种态度。
And today we need to have this kind of attitude.
尽心尽意，尽心尽力的去爱主我们的神。
To love our God with all our hearts and our soul and all our strength.
这样怎么应用在我们生活当中呢？
How can we use this in our daily life?
我是代表什么？
What do I represent?
我就是我的身体。
I represent my own body.
什么叫爱神呢？
What does it mean to love God?
保守我们身体圣洁，不去犯罪，就是爱神啊。
To keep our body holy, not to sin. This is a way how we can show our love to God.
现在是个淫乱的时代。
Right now, this is a age of chaos.
Adulterous.
An adulterous age.
电影、电视、所有的媒体里面所讲的都是淫乱的事情。
Either in movie and television and all media, everything it talks about adultery.
婚前很多青年人已经发生性行为了。
Before marriage, many young people have already committed sexual immorality.
如果我们是爱神。
Indeed, if today we love God,
保守自己圣洁。
We should protect and keep ourselves pure.
婚前我不发生性行为。
Before marriage, I will not commit sexual immorality.
婚后也会对配偶非常忠心。
And after I get married, I will be loyal to my companion.
这个就是尽心来爱神啊。
This is a way how to love your God with all your heart.
我代表什么？
What do I represent?
我代表我的心思意念。
I represent my heart and my mind.
我的心态。
My attitude and my thoughts.
如果我的心里面常常都是想神的话。
If within my thoughts, I often ponder about the words of God,
我就是尽力去爱主了。
Then that means I have loved God with all my strength.
如果是我是年轻人。
And today, I am a youth.
我的学业就是我的很重要的部分。
And my education is a very important part of my life.
为什么要读书呢？
Why is it that we need to study?
我们想为什么要读书？
Then we should think about this why.
普通人说，哦，读书就为了找好工作赚钱啊。
People may say that in order for you to get a good job and have a good job, you need education.
但是如果我们是尽力为主的话，
But today, if we do this for the Lord,
我学这个东西以后的教会有没有一些东西我可以帮助的？
This thing that I'm learning, is there any help to the church in the future?
到最后，如果我们有这个目的来去读书的话，
And we have this kind of goal, and we go into our studies.
如果是读机械，也想说以后我可以为教会维修什么东西。
And if you study in the field of mechanics, maybe you can think about how you can help the church.
如果读电脑，想说我这个以后的电脑的工作怎么可以应用在教会的工作上面。
And if you study in the field of computers, then you might think what you can do to help the church with the computers.
如果学音乐，我想说以后可以应用在教会哪个地方。
If I learn music, then I should think about how I can help the music within the church.
如果学心理学，我想说以后怎么可以帮忙教会辅导下一代。
If I'm a major in psychology, maybe I can help and assist with the next generation.
这个就是要全部尽力的去献给主了。
And this means when you have offered your whole self to God.
如果有人说啊，我没有什么成就，社会上我是结婚生孩子而已，带孩子而已。
And if some people say I don't have much, I haven't done much for society. All I've done is got married and have children.
这个我也可以为主啊。
But this actually you can do for the Lord.
我为主带养教养我的孩子下一代。
I have, for the Lord, I have taught my children.
让他们长大成为一个敬畏神的人。
So that when they grow up, they'll be a person who fear the Lord.
如果是弟兄在外面工作很辛苦的话。
And if it's a brother that is working abroad and somewhere else, working very hard.
为主养这个家庭，为主奉献金钱来支持这个教会。
And indeed, they work abroad because so that they may feed their family and also so that they may offer money to the church.
所以这个就是主耶稣要我们的心态。
And therefore, this is the kind of attitude God wants from us.
再来第四点。
And then the fourth point.
这个奉献呢是谦卑的。
And this kind of offering is a very humble offering.
我们看约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
第三节。
John chapter 12 verse 3.John chapter 12 verse 3. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
这里说玛利亚把这个香膏抹在主的脚。
Here we can see Mary had poured it on Jesus, poured this perfume on Jesus' feet.
又用自己的头发去擦。
And then wiped his feet with her hair.
屋子里面呢就满了香气啊。
And the house was full of the fragrance of the perfume.
脚啊是一个普通人身上最低微的地方，最被看不起的地方。
The feet of a person is considered the lowest and is the least looked upon.
而头发呢，就是女人最看重的一个部分之一。
And the hair of a woman is the most looked upon and the most important to a woman.
因为保罗在哥林多前书讲得很清楚。
Because Paul in the book of Corinthians, he said this very clearly.
头发就是女人的荣耀。
Hair is a woman's glory.
为什么弟兄啊，洗个澡啊，洗个头啊，很快五分钟就可以，但是姐妹要半个小时。
Why is it that brothers, when they wash their hair, 5 minutes and they'll be done, but for sisters, it will probably take half an hour.
那我的头发比较不宝贵啊，要剪短要剪短，要留长要留长，不需要想很多，头发也可以乱洗。
And because for me, I don't really need to care about my hair. It's not as precious. I can do whatever I want. I could just wash it casually.
姐妹的头发就不一样。
But for the hair of a sister, it's very different.
我这次去东部啊，看那个姐妹头发留到长到腰那边了。
And this time when I went to the East Coast, I saw there was a sister with her hair all the way long to her waist.
她这个头发留了十年，不舍得剪。
And she had this hair grown for already 10 years, and she didn't want to cut it.
但是玛利亚用自己最荣耀的头发去擦主耶稣身体上最卑微的脚。
But here we can see Mary uses her hair that is the most glorifying for a woman to wipe the feet that is considered the lowest.
这是最彻底的谦卑。
This indeed shows great humbleness.
她没有说哇，我有多高贵，我服侍主啊。
She didn't think that I am so high in glory because I serve the Lord.
她服侍主，她就谦谦卑卑的侍奉。
And even though she served the Lord, she served him humbly.
这就是本会真耶稣教会宝贵的地方。
And this indeed is what True Jesus Church is very valuable of.
在真教会里面。
And within the True Church.
大家彼此来服侍神。
Everyone served the Lord.
无论在社会上有多高的地位。
It doesn't matter how high of status you have in society.
来到教会都是弟兄姐妹。
Because when we come all into the church, we're all just brothers and sisters.
都是彼此的服侍。
Everyone has to serve one another.
没有说因为我地位在社会地位很高，我就不做某种事情的，不会的。
You didn't think that because in society you have a very high status that you would not do certain things in church.
以前看到一个教会的老前辈。
And before I saw an elderly member within the church.
他社会上非常崇高的地位。
And because he had a very high status in society.
但是如果教会出了什么问题,
But no matter what happened, what problem the church faced,
厕所爆掉了,
either the washroom toilet starts to flood,
那个台风天那个玻璃坏掉了,
or either in typhoon days, the windows are shattered and broken,
第一个就赶到教会去修这种东西,
he would be the first person to reach the church to fix all of these things.
所以玛利亚这个奉献是谦卑的奉献。
And indeed, this offering that Mary has given Jesus is a humble offering.
我们今天有没有这个谦卑的奉献呢?
Today, we have this humble offering.
再来第五点。
And then the fifth point.
这个奉献呢是了解神旨意的奉献。
This offering is offering that knows God's will.
我们看约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
约翰福音第十二章第七到第七节啊。
John chapter 12, verse 7.
耶稣说由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的。
Verse 7, leave her alone, Jesus replied. It is intended that she would have saved this perfume for the day of my burial.
这个香膏并不是为了普通的香回闻而已。
This kind of perfume is not just what you use normally to smell nice.
这个香膏原来是为了主耶稣安葬那个葬礼的时候用的。
But actually this perfume is used for Jesus' burial.
因为跟古代的其他的文化都一样，犹太人他们过世了，这个尸体要经过香料的处理才不会发臭。
Because as we know, for the Jewish people, when people die, they would put fragrance on their body so that their body would not start to rot and smell bad.
闻起来比较好闻，不然的话那个腐烂的味道会很难闻。
Because as the body starts to deteriorate, the smell would not be great. So when you put fragrance on it, it'll smell better.
主耶稣快要钉十字架了。
This is when the time when Jesus Christ is almost going to be crucified on the cross.
主耶稣身边的门徒都不知道。
And all the other people, the disciples around Jesus Christ, they did not know this.
所以说讲过给门徒听好多次了。
Jesus Christ had already told the disciples this again and again.
我要被钉十字架，我要三天复活。
I'm going to be crucified on the cross, and I'm going to be resurrected after 3 days.
但是他们听来听去都听不进去。
But after they heard this again and again, they did not put it into their hearts and minds.
但是为什么玛利亚会知道呢？
Why is it that Mary knows this?
为什么她知道主耶稣需要在这个时候给她安葬的预备呢？
Why is it that she knew that she needed this to prepare for the burial of Jesus Christ?
我们看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 10.
第三十八、三十九节。
Verse 38 and 39。
路加福音第十章三十八、三十九节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 38 and 39. Verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on the way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. 39. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said.
玛利亚常常坐在主耶稣的脚前听道理。
Mary often sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said.
马大忙了为主耶稣来做饭。
Of course, Martha, she was very busy to prepare the meal for Jesus Christ.
绝对值得鼓励。
This indeed was something that we should applaud for.
没有马大煮饭，大家都没饭吃了。
If there was no Martha to cook, then no one would have any food to eat.
像我们刚刚吃得很饱。
Just like now, when we had our lunch, we're all very full now.
其实啊，除了是要感谢主耶稣之外，还要感谢那些帮我们去买回来的煮饭的弟兄姐妹。
And not only we should thank God for the food, but actually for the people who prepared, who went out to buy it.
但是呢，玛利亚她很喜欢听道理。
But here, Mary, she really enjoyed listening to the truth.
其实她不是不做工。
It's not because that she didn't want to do any work.
她是先听饱道理，先知道神的旨意，才为主做工。
Because she wanted to first listen to God's truth, listen for His will, and then she would go out to perform this.
结果呢，她看的事情啊，知道的东西啊，还比门徒多了。
And until the end, the things that she knew had even surpassed the disciples.
所以今天呢，谁了解主的旨意？
So therefore today, who knows the will of God?
常常我觉得有些信徒很安静不讲话，坐在会堂很安静听道理。有时候他们看的可能比我们知道的，可能比我们知道更多更清楚。
And sometimes I think those members who just quietly listen and sit in their pews in the chapel, I sometimes think that they even know more of the Lord's will than us.
所以今天我们要服侍主。
Therefore, today, when we're going to serve the Lord,
我们要问一个问题。
We need to ask ourselves one question.
不是我要给主耶稣什么。
It's not what I can give to Jesus.
是主耶稣要我们做什么。
But it's actually what Jesus Christ wants from us.
主的旨意是什么。
What is the will of God?
所以，玛利亚知道，在这个时候，她需要香膏。
And because at this time, Mary knew what Jesus needed, and this is the perfume.
她了解神的旨意。
And because she knew the Lord's, Jesus Christ's will.
我们看罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12.
第一到二节。
Verse 1 to 2.Verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Verse 2. Do not conform any longer to pattern to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve of what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
这两节经节非常的好。
These two verses indeed is very great.
保罗圈罗马的教会的弟兄姐妹。
This is what Paul had encouraged the brothers and sisters in Rome.
我要献东西给主耶稣。
If you want to offer something and sacrifice something to the Lord, to
献什么呢？
What is something that you can offer?
献自己的身体。
You should offer yourselves.
怎么献自己的身体呢？
How can you offer yourselves?
不要犯罪，圣洁。
Then don't sin and keep yourself pure.
先不要说我要做什么，做什么圣功。
Don't hastily say, I want to do this work and I want to do that work for the Lord.
献祭第一个重要的就是先献上自己的身体，过圣洁的生活。
The most important sacrifice that you must do first is to offer yourselves as holy sacrifices, live a holy life.
再来了第二节说，我们就要常常来想一想啊，什么是神的旨意。
And then verse 2, there it tells us we need to often ponder and to think about what is the will of God.
神要我做什么东西?
What does God want us to do?
神要我讲什么话?
What does God want us to say?
神要我做什么工?
What does God want us to do, his work?
神要我献上什么?
What does God want us to offer?
不是我要自己要什么,而是神要我们做什么。
It's not what I want to offer to him, but it's what God wants us.
所以玛利亚她是经过听道理明白神需要主耶稣需要什么的。
And therefore, after listening to the truth and teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, Mary knew what Jesus Christ wanted her to offer.
所以她的香膏才香。
And that then, at that time, her fragrance would have the best smelling.
最后一点，为什么她的香膏那么宝贵？
Last point, why is the bottle of perfume so valuable and expensive?
因为她是把握机会的，是及时的。来奉献。
Because she had grabbed hold of the opportunity is at the time, the moment.
我们看约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 12.
十二章第八节。
John chapter 12 verse 8.
约翰福音第十二章第八节。
John chapter 12 verse 8. Verse 8. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me.
啊，很多事情啊，机会如果过了，以后你要再做也没有机会。
There are many things in this world. After the time of opportunity has passed, there will be no more opportunity for you to do that.
刚好主耶稣来到伯大尼这个地方。
It just so happens that Jesus Christ came to this place of Bethany.
再过不久，主耶稣要去钉十字架了。
And not long after, he is going to depart from them and be crucified on the cross.
如果这个时候玛利亚不赶紧把香膏拿出来。
And if at this time Mary did not quickly take out this bottle of perfume she had,
还在犹豫说：“哎呀，这个香膏那么贵，我先一半好了，还是先全部了，还是下个礼拜再想想看。”
If she's still weary and does not know, either she should offer all of it, and because it's so expensive, should I just offer half and I'll offer the other half next week?
这个机会一过了就没有了。
After this time of opportunity has passed, there will be no more opportunity.
后来也有妇女想要献香膏。
In the later times, there are other women who want to offer perfume.
我们看路加福音第二十四章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 24.
二十四章第一节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 24 verse 1.
路加福音二十四章第一节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 24 verse 1.
第一节到第二节。
Verse 1 to 2. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. Verse 2. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb.
第三节。
Verse 3. But when they entered, they did not find the body of Lord Jesus.
这些妇女很有心。
All these women, they really had the heart.
知道主耶稣已经离世了。
They know that the Lord Jesus Christ has already passed away.
七日的第一天就是礼拜天，一早的时候他跑到坟墓那边去了。
And on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb.
带着香料。
They brought fragrances and spices.
要用这个香料来处理主耶稣的尸体。
They wanted to take these spices to put on the body of Jesus.
他们是绝对有心。
Indeed, they had the heart.
也很爱主，也很爱主。
And indeed, they loved the Lord.
但是有没有这个机会呢？
But did they have the opportunity to do this?
没有机会的。
No, they did not.
主耶稣已经升天了。
Because at that time, the Lord Jesus Christ has already ascended into heaven.
主耶稣的身体已经不在坟墓里面了。
Lord Jesus Christ's body no longer was in the tomb.
主耶稣也不需要这个香料了。
And at that time, Jesus Christ did not need the spices and fragrance.
因为主耶稣已经复活了，不是尸体了，而是一个活着的灵体了。
Because at that time, Jesus Christ has already resurrected, and he no longer was a dead body, but he was of a spiritual body.
所以机会如果一过了，想要侍奉，想要献上，主耶稣也说不需要了，现在已经 OK 了。
And therefore, after the time of opportunity has passed, and when you want to offer, when you want to sacrifice, Jesus Christ may say, that's enough, I don't need it anymore.
所以能够侍奉，能够做工，能够奉献，其实是我们的恩典了。
And therefore today, if we're able to sacrifice, we're able to serve, and we're able to do His holy work, this actually is the blessing of God.
所以我们要把握机会。
And therefore we really need to think and to grab hold of this opportunity.
教会需要我什么？
What does the church need me to do?
趁我现在还可以。
As at the time when I still need to do this.
我赶快拿出来。
Then I need to take out what I want to sacrifice.
有一个总会，他们在办这个网络的这个事工。
There was this general assembly in a certain place that they want to improve the internet ministry.
需要很多的钱。
They needed a lot of money.
因为现在传福音呢靠网络。
Because in this era, when you need to preach the gospel, you need to depend on internet.
教会缺这个钱。
And the church lacked this money, this fund.
怎么办呢？
Then what could they do?
感谢主，有位弟兄很爱主。
And thank the grace of the Lord, there was this brother that loved the Lord dearly.
神祝福他有这个能力。
And the God had blessed him with this ability.
他都奉献了一笔。
And he has offered a certain amount.
后来有另外一个传道人就问他说：“感谢神，你为什么会这样做呢？”
And then a preacher had asked him, "Thank the grace of the Lord, but why is it that you were willing to do this?"
他说：“感谢神，现在我有这个机会，我就马上做。你问我明年有没有这个机会，我能不能这样做，我不知道。”
And because he said, "Thank the grace of the Lord, this year I have this ability and this opportunity to do this, but next year I'm not sure."
也不是只是金钱而已。
This not only means the money value.
教会需要很多的工人。
The church needs a lot of holy workers.
弟兄姐妹参与教会的圣工。
With brothers and sisters, they get involved in the holy work.
我们能够做的时候，我们都尽量去做了。
In the times when we can do the holy work, we should go out and to perform and do this.
谁知道明年这个时候我会不会躺在医院里面呢？
Who knows, next year at this time, will I be laying on the hospital bed?
谁知道明年这个时候我会不会躺在坟墓里面呢？
Who knows, next year at this time, will I be laying in my grave?
所以啊，趁着还有主。
And therefore, should grab hold of the time when there is still the Lord.
玛利亚，最需要的时候，通通拿出来。
At the time when Jesus Christ needed it the most, Mary gave everything.
好，也有弟兄姐妹常问一个问题。
And brothers and sisters, they will often ask this question.
为什么我们教会都好像还没有爱心？
Why is it that it seems as if our church does not have any love?
其他的宗教团体，其他的教派，人家什么灾祸的时候都花很多钱在赈灾啊，办学校啦，办孤儿院，我们教会好像什么都没有做。
Other churches and denominations at the time, when society, they need help. They would go out to help them, have rescue teams, and they would build schools and everything.
其实这样问不是了解问题的重点。
But when you ask a question like this, you're not focusing on the main problem of the question.
第一，真耶稣教会有没有在做帮人的事情呢？
First of all, the first point is the true Jesus Church doing any charity work?
是有。
This indeed is yes.
但是通常真耶稣教会在做的时候是很低调的做。
But actually, when true Jesus Church is doing these charity work, we do it at a very low profile.
第二点。就算我们做，我们我们的人数、我们的资源不是很多，也没有办法跟别人比。
And the second point is because we don't have a great amount of member compared to other church and denominations, so we can't compare ourselves to others.
但是最重要的一点呢
？But the main and the most important point now.
真教会的存在就是为了要广传这个天国的福音。
Because the reason for TJC to be here in this world is so that we may preach this gospel to the ends of the world.
这个世界还有很多其他慈善的团体。
And within this world, there are many other charities.
他们会帮人家的生活。
They will help the lives of others.
但是要传天国真正的福音。
But to preach the gospel that will lead us to the heavenly kingdom.
全备的福音，有真理，有圣灵的福音。
To preach a gospel that is full and complete with the Holy Spirit and the truth.
就是靠真教会。的弟兄姐妹努力的去奉献金钱、时间、人力、物力去做了。
And this would all rely on the brothers and sisters within the true church. They offer their time and their money to do this.
所以这个就像玛利亚的香膏，它是坐在主的身上。
This is just like the fragrance of Mary, this perfume of Mary, because what she has given, she gives it on to the Lord.
没有错，坐在穷人身上也不错，但是坐在主身上是更长远的。更救灵魂的这个工作。
And indeed, it is good to offer this up to the Lord in this manner. Indeed, it's good to, if you sell the perfumes, get money and offer to the poor. But this is long term what you're doing for the Lord.
所以我们不是不做。
And therefore, today is not that we do not want to do this charity work.
坐在主的身上。
But actually, what we do, this good, we do to the Lord.
先救灵魂。之后我们才关心他们物质的生活。
Let's first save their souls, and then we'll care about what they need materially.
所以这个香膏非常的香。
And therefore, this perfume has a great and wonderful fragrance.
刚刚我们讲了六点。
We just talked about the 6 points.
第一，因为这个香膏是真的，不是冒牌的。
The first point, this perfume is true and pure, not of any knockoff.
第二，它是极贵重的。
Second, it is of great value.
第三，是全部的奉献。
Third is all. Its offerings to offer everything.
第四是谦卑的。
And the fourth is an humble offering.
第五是了解神旨意的。
The fifth point is an offering that knows the will of God.
第六是及时的把握机会的。
And the sixth is it grabs the time of opportunity.
这里说啊，只要有一个人先香膏啊，全个房子都会闻到味道。
Because here it tells us if one person offers this perfume, the whole household will be filled with the smell of the fragrance.
这个道理非常重要。
And this is a very important teaching.
一个家庭里面，如果有一个爸爸或者妈妈信仰好的话，就影响全家都会闻到这个味道。
And it's just like within a household, if there is a father or the mother, one person within the family, that they're able to have this good faith and belief, then the whole house will be affected.
一个教会里面，如果几位爱主的弟兄姐妹，这个整个教会的气氛就不一样。
And within the church, it's the same. If there are a few brothers and sisters that truly love the Lord, this atmosphere in the church will be very different.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
今天你的香膏放在哪里呢
？Today, where is your jar of this perfume？
你的香膏是什么呢
And what is this perfume that you have?
是收起来的, 还是现在走到脚前的?
And is it stored away, keep aside, or is it offered at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ?
唱诗121首。
Let's all sing hymns 121.